Welcome back to the Soft Serve. This is a bit of a special episode, something new that I'm introducing each month, and it's my Conversations With series. Each month I'm going to interview someone that I know or admire and find very interesting and ask them what it's like to be the sun sign of the season that we're currently in. So we're kicking off in Gemini season, which I think is a pretty good place to start, given that Gemini is ruled by Mercury, meaning that Geminis love to talk. So for this first episode, I've asked my dear friend Inda Rose to come on, who is a Gemini sun, and we spend a little bit of time talking about what it's like to be a Gemini, the good parts and the bad parts, and how her season has been for her. So I hope you enjoy. And if you're interested in being interviewed for one of the upcoming seasons, please let me know. Hi, Inda.
Hi, Annie. Hi. It's going to be a very conversation, overlapping red, black, and red. We the camera turned on, the exact shade of red, white earrings, just like, okay.
I know, I couldn't believe it.
You know what it's giving? It's giving the twins. It's giving the twins.
Oh my God. It is giving the twins. We are, yes, the archetype of Gemini in this very moment, both dressed in red, white earrings, slicky back hair. Okay, I'm actually obsessed with this though, because we have, you know, 2 days left of Gemini season. It's obviously about to end. And I guess that's a good place to start, is to ask you how your Gemini season has been.
Oh my God, very transformative. Like, I very much got challenged in every little aspect, I feel, of being a Gemini and how I feel I relate to my Gemini. Such as, like, very, I had to put myself out there a lot this Gemini season, and I had to sort of play, pretty much I was unemployed because I quit my job, and then I had to find a job, hence the, like, kind of social peacocking that had to happen. So I was definitely talking about myself a lot, but in a different, which I love, but, like, in a way that was really rewarding, because I didn't overshare. I felt like on reflection I did a really good job at letting people know about my strengths and like why I'm a great asset and all these things without oversharing. And I think that I landed myself two jobs, so I'm pretty happy on the outside of Gemini season. Yeah, but no, it was definitely had some times of because I quit my job, I had weeks of rest and of indoors COVID reminiscent times, and that was like for me, yeah, it's hard. Like everyone feels like that, but very much like feeling like that social element was really missing for a bit, but it was nice to kind of grieve it and then really like stop and think about getting back out there again. So that was my Gemini season. I think maybe the hugest season. It has been a big one. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really big one for you. And it's quite interesting because they often say that the season before your season is often a really, really big time. And that's because you are then stepping into your solar return. So you're in your power. So you are working through whatever's happened the season before. So it sounds like for you that was very, very apt for your experience of this year's Gemini season.
Oh my God. I thought I was having my Saturn return, but I'm 26. And I think it's a little sprinkling of Saturn return. And I mean, this sounds really ridiculous, but you know what I realized? We were all at dinner and with that little cunt, it was like throughout my birthday dinner. And my friend was like, it's so crazy how we're celebrating your 26th, but we're actually celebrating you going into your 27th year. Like you've already done 26. And I was like, no one else seemed bewildered by this. Like everyone was just going, yeah, how crazy is that? So I completely played it like cool. And that night I went back to bed and I turned to Joe and I was like, what? Like my world was like wide open. I was like, so I'd already been 26. And he was like, yeah, babe, like yeah, you've done that kind of. Yeah, that's what we're celebrating. Your 26th lap around the sun. And that just blew my mind. So me now being in my 27th year, maybe my Saturn return was timely. I don't know. I really don't know. That's all to be discovered.
Yeah, that does actually kind of blow my mind too, I have to be honest. I mean, you're a little bit out from your Saturn return because you have Saturn in Aries. So we've just started the Saturn returns for people with Saturn in Pisces for another 2.5 years. So yeah, you've got a little bit more to go. But Saturn does move in 7-year cycles, and we're always dealing with Saturn aspects. That's something that I think is beneficial to kind of always keep in mind. Saturn's always around, and then obviously when Saturn changes signs, it will then have aspects to planets that are in the same grouping. So now Saturn's in a mutable sign. So you have two mutable planets, but personal planets. You have a mutable Gemini sun and a mutable Pisces moon. So you are going to get hit by Saturn. You've probably started to be hit by Saturn. I need to have a proper look back at your chart, but that wouldn't be out of question. But we're not quite in the Saturn return yet. But yeah, it's interesting to hear of, the season prior to Gemini season and some of your Gemini season, needing to call upon those kind of classic traits of Gemini, of being social and, using those kind of connections that you've made and being able to talk and communicate. Like that's very, very Gemini. And I think yeah, it's quite interesting that that's sort of been the theme, let's say, of this season for you.
And I say to my friends, like, I love, like, I'd be getting ready for my job interviews and I'd be like smiling, like beaming, getting ready, getting dressed, like, putting on my plate, like feeling so positive. And they're like, oh, how are you feeling? I'm like, oh my God, I thrive in this situation. Like, I genuinely thrive. I thrive in meeting new people. I thrive when I can have these conversations, like, all of that stuff, when that's in it. Like, I wasn't actually necessarily thinking about the fact that it was weighing on my income and, like, the reality of the situation. I just fully deluded myself into being like, how lucky for them, they get to meet a new person. So, like, and my husband is she okay? But like, that's just, I think, the best, like, one of my favorite parts about being a Gemini and what I really got to learn this month. It doesn't help that, like, your season, like, it's around a birthday, and I think birthdays are always quite emotional anyway. Like, there's a lot there. So transformation definitely probably happens around your season for just that simple reason as well. Like, sensitive. But no, 26 didn't hit as hard as I thought it was going to.
That's good. That's good. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm here sitting here going, shit, I'm in my 37th year already. You kind of blew my mind a bit there.
You're like, yeah, wait. What are you? There's an existential crisis here. Oh, God.
No, I mean 25, it's like the age, they now say that like our prefrontal cortex, the front part of our brain, like it hasn't fully developed until you're 25. So they now say that we aren't really adults until we're 25. And I know we kind of had a conversation around this recently, but you're still learning yourself. You're not fully, developed. And so I think 25 is a big age. And it really is because you're coming into yourself. You're in your adult years, quote unquote. So it's a big time, like going into 26. I know we've spoken at length about like how insane it is that there's this pressure on when you're 18 and you need to know what you want to do, what you want to study, and I think like I really advocate for people taking the time to work out what they want to do, like travel, work, whatever, and then come back and study a little bit later on. Like, so I think 25 is actually quite a pivotal time in our lives. It's a real transition point. You're really coming into your adulthood, and it's backed by science. So there you go.
Presenting as an older, like late 20s kind of person, we're all like, I think a lot of us kind of grew up, I guess, with the internet, so like a lot of that masking ability to like be really mature and like have a finger on the pulse and know all these things, and like, yeah, it just kind of conflicts with like your interior landscape because it's like, oh God, I'm so easy, it's so easily like pretended, but like inside it's like, who am I? That doesn't feel authentic. Blah 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 blah. And literally in the last month of being 26, I feel this like very strange like alignment that's happening where I'm like calming down a bit, not in like a boring way, but just in like a like in the last few weeks I'm just so much more chilled out. And I think it's a maturity and it's a time thing, and it's only going to get better, which is that like exciting piece there where I'm like, oh my God, I'm only gonna get to know myself more. Amazing. I want to keep it so true.
100%. And I think that's the best part about getting older, like you're technically coming into adulthood in terms of like your brain, which is pretty wild to think about. But I always think that you're pretty wise beyond your years. But you also, you're the perfect balance of like younger and older at the same time, which, I think is a pretty special thing to be.
Yeah, I try. no, I do definitely. Like when I was a kid, I was so serious. Like I don't know if you were like that as a kid, but like everything was just like I was filtered through, like I filtered everything through such a serious lens, and like I don't think I necessarily wanted to be older, but like was kind of forced into being older than I was, and then from there on out, it's like you kind of unlearning that as you get older. It's like the more older you get, I was talking to a lady who was like in her 60s, and she was like, I feel more like a kid than I've ever felt before. Like, just because you can kind of grow up older and reverse and like claim your, inner child stuff. I don't know. It's like, sounds like the more you get older, the fun can start to be had. I don't know.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely always acted older than I was. I was always told that I was wiser. Wise beyond my years. But I think that's also a product of having older sisters too. And it's funny, when I was younger, I was around a lot of older people. And then at a point around in my 30s, it changed. And now I'm around a lot of younger people. And it's nice. I think it keeps me feeling younger. And it's whatever energy you surround yourself with. But there definitely is, when you're younger, there's that drive to be older. And then it reaches a point where you're like, actually, I now want to be younger. It's kind of hilarious how we do get to that point.
And now we're like just sitting in our little red jumpers with our teas.
I know, little babies. But what I've realized that we haven't done, I know we're having this gorgeous conversation, but I haven't actually introduced you properly and how we know each other, which is always something nice to do. The introduction of a podcast, we just classic air signs went straight into it. But I love to give a shout out to people and let them share what they're up to or where you might find them. And I would describe you as multi-talented. Inda wears many hats and does many things very well. But yeah, we met at the end of 2021. And I think say we had a pretty instant connection. I was like, that's my people straight away. I'm pretty sure you were feeling the same.
Yeah, straight away. Straight away. As soon as I knew you were like a safe person, I was like, bam. Yeah.
Yes, bam. And then we had that really exciting week or two where I thought that you had a Cancer rising, and I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I am a Cancer rising, and when I meet other Cancer rising people, I am like, oh my people, because we feel so much. Cancer rising is so intense to have as a rising sign. It's beautiful, but it's like, yeah, it feels a lot. So when I meet other Cancer rising people, I want to like take them into my shell, you know, and protect them because I'm like my people. So I was really, really excited on that. And then when we actually sat down and did your chart, we realized that you were a 0 degree Leo rising. So I still love you just as much, because there's a little bit of Cancer in there with 0 degrees, but it was pretty funny when we discovered that.
This moment, I remember, like, because I found out that my mum had given me the wrong birth time, which is such, a tale as old as time. Your mum gives you the wrong birth time. But I was like so contemplating not telling you and just living in the like the liar, the Gemini liar in me is like, maybe we could just live like this forever. But then the more you bring it up so often, I was like, I don't think that I can do this. I'm not a Cancer rising. And to be fair, I have a Pisces moon, and it's a full juicy Pisces moon. So my Cancer rising did feel a little dismissed. Like, I was like, wow, my Pisces moon is all consuming. I feel like almost my main sign to some respects. My Cancer rising, if I had two watery signs, that's a lot for me. And I knew there was a little something in me that was proud lion vibes. And then when I found out it was Leo, I did feel like a coming home to that idea. I was like, yes.
I can't believe you were gonna lie. Just I know I was so excited about it. But I agree, like when we did pull your chart, you know, and I said it's always nice to have a big balance of like as many different signs as possible, especially in your main planets. So when we did see that you had that Leo there, I was like, oh, I feel like this is a better balance because, as you say, the Pisces moon is pretty strong. So to then have like a water rising would have been a lot. But the Leo gives you that fire and that edge. And I just think it's so funny that you were like, maybe I won't tell her because I was just so excited. I know I really wouldn't stop talking about it. You're right.
I know, and I was like, and I love feeling included, Like, it's just like I just wanted to be part of the rising club so bad. And your face when we found out it was a Leo rising was just, yeah. I was like, does she still want to be my?
I mean, it's funny. I actually have a few friends that are have birthdays so similar to me, but then are Leo risings. And I think it's good. It gives us a point of difference. Otherwise, there's, you know, such a thing as too much similarity. And that can be annoying sometimes because you're like, I don't want to be faced with myself all the time. You know, we want to live in Delulu land, as we've spoken about at length. But getting back to, I love how we've just got sidetracked again. But getting back to how I would describe you, I you know who you are and what you do. I would say that you're a writer, a singer, an incredible knitter, a model, an actress. What else would you say to describe yourself? Is there anything I've missed? A future midwife, a doula?
Oh my gosh, they're all very flattering. Like, I, in true Gemini form, I do a lot of talking about said things. And I do practice them all the time. Like, I write every single day. I sing every single day. I knit every single day. But, like, it's all quite private. And I don't know where that comes from, that, like, intense, like, need to, like, keep things, like, creative things close. And I hate it. And I'm kind of trying to change that. So that's lovely that you've mentioned those things. I just feel like I need to be ready to share. Like, everything needs to be in its fullest form, but nothing is going to get done when you think like that, because nothing's ever going to be ready. And I, yeah, sometimes you see people singing on, like, you know, you probably watched it on YouTube, and they sing really badly, and you're like, oh my god, that's really, like, you can't help but be like, that's a bit cringy. And then, like, 4 years later, they're gone. Like, and you're like, wow, no, like, you just commit to the idea. I would describe myself as all those things, actress in every sense of the word. an Oscar nominated performance every day from myself. I love to cook, I love to eat, I love to read. Just a hobby queen, like, really, really all through and through. And I think, yeah, where the midwife thing comes in is when I realized that I needed to sort of use my skills as a people person and as, like, a helper, and I have this intense need to kind of support people. And I, like I was saying before about my younger and feeling older, like, I always was quite aware of, like, the people who were pregnant in my life and their birth stories and how, like, that post and prenatal space was for them, even at a very, very young age. And I just think that, like, yeah, as I get older, that's just more and more interesting. So we'll see how all those things combine, and I just can't wait for, yeah, like, writing is just, I need to start, you know, putting myself out there more. But as for all those things that you said, yeah, they align, and that was very, very generous of you.
Oh, they will. They will. I can see it. They'll all come together. And it'll be amazing.
Spotify, like, there's no recordings of me. Google, no IMDb. Like, and they're like, she's not anywhere to be seen. But it's happening. It's happening.
Lol, we're scamming. Scamming people. We promised you Inda. Inda's around. She's out there. I mean, yeah, the sign of Gemini, it really does give everything a go. Like, you know, it's curious. It's like, how does this thing work? Let me see if I'll enjoy doing this thing. Can I do it? You know, and Geminis are very creative. They're very creative. So I think you're very in your Gemini for wearing many hats and trying different things out. And I think, yeah, that's a really interesting energy and an important energy to embrace as a Gemini.
Really benefit from a Virgo in my chart, like a Virgo rising or something, because I'm so curious. I'm so overwhelmed. My, like, Pisces is also my creativity. It's like, I'm so curious. I get so excited about ideas. Talk to people about these ideas that I have. And I do, like, cold email people, and then things start actually happening. Like, things start moving, and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And then I freak out, and then I lose drive because I don't know, anxiety or whatever, but, like, something stops me, and I just can't get past that. And I don't know if other Geminis could relate to that, like, immense, like, love of kind of having a lot of things to talk about and say that they're doing, but then when it comes to actually putting them into action, I, like, second guess myself. I'm like, imposter syndrome, like, can't do this, and then nothing actually moves along. And I think, like, yeah, a Virgo or some sort of, like, I don't know, I'm just, like, lacking this, like, drive sometimes. But that's in everyone, I suppose. Is some days I wake up and I'm like, yes. And then other days I'm like, what was I thinking? Like, this person's like, yeah, I'd love to record an EP with you. I'm like, never replies to email. Like, fully, like, love getting the attention and then, like, yeeting out of there. It's, no, I was just, like, seconding that. I was just like, it just, is like all talk. It's not all talk, no action, but it's like a lot of communicating without the like end. Like I live in my mind a lot in the air sign way, like very romantic, very, very dreamy. And then the reality side, like the reality just is a bit too scary for me sometimes. But yeah, I
Yeah, I think that's quite a valid point because it's making me think of why, it's a bit of a Gemini quality of that, like the thrill of the chase, and possibly why Gemini men get a bit of a hard rap because they tend to flee the field a bit. Like they're very excited initially about things and then they're out of there, and people are probably like, what? I mean, I actually have never had a bad experience with a Gemini male, but I know that a lot of people would, it's the main sign that people are like, oh, never date a Gemini, along with Scorpio. They seem to be the two most sort of controversial signs, and in worst in terms of dating, which is interesting.
well, for a little bit of a like for a little story time, my first boyfriend was a Gemini. Chaos. Chaos. He's like a Gemini and a Gemini. On live air, I can admit to the fact, yes, I was responsible for some of no, it was I like definitely it was the back and the forth and the hot and the cold and the it was really hard, and I think that like that's also a big like clashing of personalities. But the Gemini side only makes when we'd broken up, I was like, oh, I think it was actually triple Gemini or something. I don't know, maybe I'm making that up, but it was a lot. It was a lot, and he really struggled with it. Like, I could see him physically struggling with that mood swing, part of his personality, like a lot. And I think in a man as well. I'm like obviously speaking on behalf of him, but like, that would be really hard. Like, just like not even expressing, not being taught from a young age. Very general, very generalized. But like, I at least he didn't get taught from a young age how to like kind of express his emotions and. In different ways, and having like the stability of emotion is just like, yep, you're like meant to operate at the same level and be really, well-rounded and have a really steady mind, blah blah blah, and be really strong. And the flippancy was just like very, very confusing, I suppose. And yeah, I relate to that. The duality is hard. Duality is hard.
Totally. And I guess that's a good segue because I was going to sort of ask you next about, what's your experience with being a Gemini? I think Geminis famously get a pretty bad rap. They're frequently called two-faced. It's a classic kind of thing that you read and hear. And I've said this before, but I don't necessarily think that Gemini is two-faced. I think they just have like two very distinct modes or energies of ways of being. And they tend to flow between those. Like you might catch a Gemini in a day when they're sort of like really social, outgoing, happy, everything's fine. And then there might be, another side to that Gemini that's more introverted or more irritable or just, very, very kind of different to their other way of being. So I think it's an unfair thing to say that Gemini is two-faced because really I think there's just different kind of expressions of that energy. And look, yeah, you do have a tendency to tell a little white lie, like the Cancer rising, but does that really hurt anyone? I would say no. But yeah, like I'm curious, like how do you relate to that? Like what do you think about the way that, Gemini is spoken about?
A lot of thoughts on this. Yeah, I did not like, and I've talked about this to you multiple times, not being proud of without being a Gemini for a really, really long time. Like, that was such an ashamed part of me. And I don't think that it really came up a lot when I was in primary school. I had someone really close to me who is a Gemini, and she really, like, asserted herself and her Gemini on me. And she was like, oh, you're a Gemini just like me. And that was really intense. And it was something that I actually thought was not a great quality, because I saw this woman who was not a role model kind of asserting Gemini and, like, grouping me in with her, and I freaked out, and I was like, I don't want to be like you. And so I said, very much from day one, was like, Gemini is who this woman is, and that is not who I want to be. And then as I got older, people, like, bad rap, like, just really, really, oh, you're a Gemini, you're two-faced. And as I got older, and a really good friend of mine, Felix, they kind of got me into tarot and into astrology, and together we sort of discovered it, and they, like, gave me a whole new understanding of my star sign, and I got to, like, kind of reclaim it, which is cool. And I felt, like, you know, proud of it, and I got to kind of use it to my advantage. You know what people say when they say, when you know the thing and you can name the thing, then you can begin to, like, own it and control it and, like, take control of the narrative. And I think, like, yeah, just, like, knowing that it was, might, that might be a bit deep, but, like, just knowing that I was Gemini, I was like, you know what, this is actually quite a loaded thing for me. And astrology, like, personally, like, I grew up with it not in my family life, but this one person was, you know, very much into astrology, and I had bad associations with that too. So it was, like, kind of working out as I got older, like, mum and dad are just, like, you know, lovely, like, arty-farty, like, really, like, eccentric people, but they just do not, you know, they're, like, philosophy, and they just don't do astrology. And so when I kind of, like, would bring it up with them, it kind of shut me down a little bit, like, in that joking way. So as I got, like, yeah, older, I'm like, it's actually something that I'm really proud of and I can use to my advantage. But in saying that, over my, like, 20s, it's gotten me into some hot water, like, being very, very, very talkative, you know, like, chatting. And I love, I don't necessarily want to call it a gossip, but, like, just, like, information sharing, talking to people, it's just, like, so amazing. But, like, sometimes I need to, and I think I've really, really worked on it, and it's, and still working on knowing when to shut up. So that's where the Gemini come in and kind of ruin my day. I think we've all kind of had that feeling when you walk away from a situation and you're like, oh my god, like, someone just asked me how I was and I was talking to them for 20 minutes in my exercise gear, like, about what happened to me. Like, I just was, like, in the, like, because I'm so excited. I get so excited. I just love talking to people. But, like, I can't read. I can kind of miss some social cues sometimes because of it. Like, I've got a fast mind. I'm, like, overwhelmed with questions. So, you know, curious. I'm invested in the communication and, like, talking about my ideas and, like, asking people how they're going. And I like to remember. And it can kind of, like, overwhelm people, I think, a bit when I might meet someone that I haven't seen in a long time and be like, oh, how was that thing that you did on the thing? And how's your brother? And, like, blah, blah, blah. And they'll be like, whoa, she remembers everything. But it's, like, the investment's there because I'm, like, at the end of the day, really caring. But just an excitable kind of, like, ourselves, like, the Labradors, like, just huge Labrador energy. And, you know, it's a lot. Master of small talk, but letting myself enjoy the quiet times sometimes, and knowing that, like, not all silence is awkward silence, and, you know, not having to feel it all. But having a moving mind and being an air sign, I find it kind of exhausting sometimes, and that, like, restlessness as well, like, I get, like, pretty bored pretty quick, pretty, like, onto the next, what could be new, what could be better, what could be different, and in turn I can be superficial. So, like, that I think is the Gemini as well, like, my superficial side is my dreamy side, and it can be really frustrating sometimes. But I do think with everything, and especially with Gemini, it's like there's the good, there's the bad, there's the duality, there's the light, there's the dark, and I'm adaptable and I can feel a full spectrum of emotions. And because of that, I think I'm pretty well-rounded. And like, going back to my point about being proud of being a Gemini now, is that I actually have, yeah, that tool that I can tap into. And I think we were talking about this a while ago as well, like when you have that duality, you have the dark and the light, or you can see both sides, it makes it like easier to sort of, yeah, empathize with people and be able to have like multiple different friends in different areas and spaces and hold space for them and actually understand them from like a emotional level, because you can kind of like put yourself in that position when you're not talking. When you're not like when you shut up and just listen to them.
I would also say, though, I think you're a really good listener. Like, you know, I mean, this is true for the air signs. We're talking a lot, but we're taking everything in at the same time. You know, the brain is just going so fast, but we're not just doing one thing. We're doing multiple things. And I, you know, I think that's you. You're like, you're talking to this person, but you're asking them questions. You're wanting to know, you're remembering things. Like, it's all just happening at once. And I think that's why there's like this instantaneous connection when you meet another air sign. If you are an air sign yourself, is you're like, ah, oh, another person who does this, because I'm sure it can be a lot for the others, you know, the water signs, the earth signs, and the fire signs. I know sometimes they're probably like, stop talking, but we can't help it, you know. And we just, you know, you and I did this a lot. We're having four conversations at once. We're back and forth on this and that and that and the other. And, you know, that's what's really exciting.
Like, it gets me, like, so excited. We just care about people and, like, want to know all that information. I think it's, like, the air sign as well. Like, the knowledge, the intellect is there. It's, like, brains are just, like, big and, like, ready to go with information. And being a good listener is like definitely something that like I don't know if I would have had if I didn't have such a lovely like mother who was like very much like advocated listening from, you know, the beginning, because that's just like a skill that is I'm yeah very grateful that I do have, because it could not be there very easily. But no, we're just absorbing information at all times. I read somewhere that Gemini is represented by the nervous system. And I don't know if you've like read anything about that or know anything about that.
Yeah, so each sign has like represents a different part of the body. So the nervous system is actually ruled by Aquarius, another air sign, but Gemini is notorious for nervous energy because it is ruled by Mercury. Mercury also rules Virgo. And mercurial energy is that sort of like the quick learning and processing so fast. But on the flip side, there is that like proneness to anxiety. It's always something that I notice if someone's got Virgo or Gemini in their chart, especially in the moon placement, which is obviously where we feel our emotions, is that there might be a tendency towards anxiety, overthinking things. So there's nervous energy. But the actual nervous system in itself is more Aquarius. Gemini, I think, is, let me have a look at my book here, but yeah, lungs, fingers, and arms. So lungs, obviously, with talking, that makes a lot of sense. It's pretty cool. So I think to just round out the end of this conversation, is there anything that you think is unfair about, you know, the label of being a Gemini? Is there, you know, you got the floor for the Geminis. Is there any more representation that you want to add to Gemini? Anything that you want to rebut? The floor is yours.
My floor for the Geminis. I just, okay, well, maybe being told that we're liars is not always a bad thing. Do you know what I mean? In the sense of, like, when you lie, I'm used to lie when I was younger. That trait has fully left the door. Like, I do not condone it. I think it makes me feel disgusting. It's like the lie hangover is just gross. It's like not authentic, all that kind of stuff. So I find when we get told that we're two-faced and lie a lot, I'm like, oh, okay, that's like very not true. As a defense mechanism, like, that's not true. But it's like, if I reflect, no, yes, Indo, you have some like very, very strong romanticized tendencies, and my friends call it like embellishing. Like, they laugh all the time when I'm telling stories because I'm just embellishing and embellishing and embellishing. It's like, well, that didn't quite happen like that. Wasn't raining that night. Anyway, we'll let her go. And like, I think that there's some absolutely beautiful tendencies to like put a little lie on a story, or sometimes you can do it for the benefit of other people. And I'm not saying, I think there's going to be another word for lie, but like, just like, I'm proud of my little embellishments, my storytelling abilities. Like, I'm like a writer. I love to tell stories. I love that. And I think that we get a bad reputation, like we have a bad reputation about lying and about fibbing and about backstabbing. And although that can be true to some degree, I think that's fantastic to recognize and be like, hell yeah, at least this time people tell us straight to our face we've got a bad reputation. Well, at least we know. You know, other signs are a bit more like, oh no, they're just so nice. It's like, well, are you working on any of your bad stuff? Because everyone loves you. Like, the Geminis. And as long as it's harmless, like, it's just tell the story, enjoy the spotlight, and like, yeah, keep navigating it, because it's not easy. It's not easy, but it's not easy. It's really hard and it's really exhausting. But isn't everyone and every experience, right? I'm like, how often, I'm like, now am I just talking about the general human experience, like the lived experience of being alive? I'm like, it's exhausting, then, being a human being. It's really hard. Go easy on yourself. Put your feet up.
Oh, Inda, that's so funny. I actually think that's a perfect way to end this conversation. You know, it's not easy and it is hard. And it's just so funny.
I think that's a perfect way to end. Oh, God.
Thank you so much.